Man, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your love. And Lord, we thank you for your word that we can look into, and you just reveal the deepness of who you are and what you're doing and moving in our lives. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And I pray you just anoint me. I just speak things of the Spirit, and I pray each heart would be open to receive the things of the Spirit. So we just thank you for your love. We thank you for your guidance, Lord. And so just open things up for us today. Give us insight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. As you know, we're going through the book of Romans for a while, since January, first Sunday in January. But let's start off this morning looking at Romans chapter 10, verse 12. Romans 10, 12. It says this: "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him." Now, as I mentioned last week and talked about it, that after the first eight chapters, there's an abrupt change. Okay, there's a change of pace. There's a change of focus. And what we have in the first eight chapters, which we've given a lot of attention to, you have a picture of the theology of the Christian faith. Everything, I would say, you know, maybe it's a little bit of an overstep, but you have everything you need to live the Christian faith in the first eight chapters. God gives you the picture and how we're to function, the power of the Holy Spirit within people. I mean, it's a powerful section. And I mentioned before, if I was writing scripture, I would have put a period after chapter 8 and gone on to something else. Well, God didn't do that. Okay, he continues, and there's a reason he continues after chapter 8. And what we have in specifically, and I think this is important for us to understand, because as we read through the scriptures, we have some questions that popped up, is that in Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11, what he does is he addresses the Jewish question, the Jewish and Gentile question. And so it has to be addressed. This has to be addressed. And we need to understand that to grasp the full meaning of this section. Because when the book of Romans was written, there were probably more Jews than they were Christians. And also, the Christians, the believers, a majority of them came out of the Jewish faith. And so you have this thing going on between the Jews and the Gentiles, and people are coming to grips with, well, how does this work? The Jews are the called out people, but there's a whole mess of them who are not coming into the kingdom. And the Gentiles, the Jews aren't even supposed to be around, and multitudes are them coming into the kingdom. And so that's the question that comes up here. Thus we have Romans 9, 10, and 11. Now what's important, and there's doctrine here for the church, there's doctrine here for all of us, but what's important for us to know that is we read through the scriptures and we get to these chapters, if we understand the purpose behind it, it helps us interpret what's going on. Okay, we have an overall picture. All right, so we're with it. The Jews and the Gentiles is a question. Paul is answering a question about the Jews and the Gentiles and who comes into the kingdom. Now, I'm not going to review what we talked about in chapter 9 last week, but let's look at chapter 10, and we'll start off at verses 1 through 3, and we see this picture. Now, you know, after this explanation, you can say, this is why Paul says what he says. He's addressing this question foremost, Jews and Gentiles. How do these folks get into the kingdom? You know, and there are two different groups, you know, all through history. Well, let's look here at Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Brothers, okay, now there's a reason Paul's right. He's talking, hey, brothers, you know. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Jews is that they may be saved. Now, again, okay, based on the explanation, we see why he said that. I'm a Jew. I want to see all these Jews saved, but they're not. But his prayer is that these Jews would be saved. See, all fits in here. Okay, for I bear them witness. The Jews have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. Okay, now, can you see what's happening here? Right here, he's, what about all these Jews? They're God's people. What? And he's telling us, this is what happened. This is why they're not believing. He's making, now, Paul's a Jew. He calls him a Pharisee. He calls himself a Pharisee's a Pharisee. A Jew. He claims ownership to that. But yet these people say, well, there's multitudes. Why aren't they coming? They're God's people. Why aren't they coming? Here's the explanation. He's telling us why they didn't come. Now, it's to the Jews that are in the church and Jews that are out of the church and the Gentiles who are trying to figure this whole thing out too. See, he's making an explanation. It's important. It's important now, but it was really important at the time when you have more Jews than you have people in the church. In the church. Now, so what we have here, what we have here is some incredibly important information as he explains this, okay? And we see what's hindering the religious Jew, which caused them to reject Christ. So I want to go through this, but I also want to make an application. I mean,